The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for 20 years now. We've had some amazing players take the ice, and we've had some guys here just long enough to get a cup of coffee with the team. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. Every Avs player ever. The stars, the flukes, the traded, the retired. Every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done.
Rick Tabarachi.
Rick Tabby Cat Tabarachi was born January 2nd, 1969. 5'11", 190 pounds. Not the biggest goalie you've ever heard of. Tabby played for exactly 7 different NHL teams 9 different times. How is that possible? He played for 2 of them, twice. By all accounts, Tabarachi was a really solid guy, a really good human, but when it came to hockey and a bubble on a roster, he was always on that bubble. To tell the story of Rick Tabarachi is to tell the story of a traveling backup goalie, and travel he did. Tabarachi was drafted 26th overall in the 1987 NHL entry draft by the Pittsburgh Penguins. He would spend a year in the IHL and then a year in the OHL before finally getting the call-up in 1988-99 to the Pittsburgh Penguins, where he played exactly one game. And it wouldn't be the last time that he played one game for a team before being traded. Traded he was to the Winnipeg Jets, who would keep him in the IHL and the AHL for 3 years before finally bringing him up to the NHL in 1990-91, where he played 24 games. His record in Winnipeg was 4-9-4, and if you do a little math on the back of your hand there, you're going to realize that doesn't equal 24. So for the rest of those games, he either came in relief or was relieved by somebody else. Both are likely. By 1992-93, he found himself playing for the Washington Capitals, where he played 6 games, had 3 wins, 2 losses, and 0 overtime wins. And then again the next year, he played again for the Washington Capitals in 1993-94, where he got 32 games, 13 wins, 14 losses, 2 OT appearances. By 1994-95, he played only 8 games for the Washington Capitals, and in that same year, found himself playing for a new team, the Calgary Flames. This would go on from 1994-95 to 1996-97, where he would get his first real stint in the NHL as a starter with the Tampa Bay Lightning in 1996-97. But the very next year, 1997-98, he found himself playing for the Calgary Flames yet again, where he put in 42 games with 13 wins, 22 losses, and 6 OT appearances. But wait, the man isn't done traveling yet. He's going back to another team for the second time yet again. In 1998-99, he played again for the Washington Capitals, 23 games overall, before moving on to the Atlanta Thrashers, who picked him up as a free agent in the 1999-2000 season. He played exactly one game with them before being traded to the Colorado Avalanche for Sean Donovan. Tabarachi played exactly 2 games with the Colorado Avalanche, and that's how he made our list of every Avs player ever. This isn't exactly a case of a guy who plays in the AHL or the IHL or the OHL or any minor league team before he finally gets a couple games with the big team. Tabarachi fought and clawed and showed a lot of grit in finding a way to stay in the NHL for as long as he did, and to that we say kudos. To see the show notes and a little bit more about Rick Tabarachi, including of course a goalie fight, check out the show notes at coloradohockey.com. This and every other show that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com. Hockey shirts for hockey people. Stay awesome.